Visiting Armenia can be a life-changing experience, and for many, it kickstarts a passion to get involved and to make a difference. This was the experience of our guest, Wendy O'Neill, who jumped with both feet in at the chance to make a difference in the lives of many. Here is her story. Pari Luis, my name is Sophia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Peter Abajian, Executive Director of the Pados Foundation, and our guest, Wendy O'Neill. Pari Luis.
Pari Luis, Sophia. Wendy.
Pari Luis, Sophia, and Peter.
So you have a really incredible story, Wendy, and I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us today. What took you to Armenia for the first time?
Well, our first time in Armenia was actually last summer. And my younger daughter, Ava, is a basketball player. She's been playing since she was five, and she was asked to play on the U18 Armenia national team.
Wow, that's incredible. What's that process about? Do you get recruited for that? Or how do they find out that there's a player in the diaspora that would be worthy of joining the team?
Yeah, so it was such a crazy experience. So it was 2 years ago, actually, that they actually saw her playing one summer at an AAU tournament. And one of the coaches of a boys Armenian national team was there watching his daughter play. And he was sitting in the stands and was talking to my husband, Michael O'Neill. And Michael said, he asked, which daughter is yours? And he pointed out to Ava. And then they started talking. And Carl mentioned that he was Armenian. And Michael said, oh, my wife's Armenian. And to which he then said, oh, wait a minute, that means your daughter's Armenian. We need to have her play for the U18 team. So that's kind of how it began. And it was just an incredible honor, not just for Ava to be asked to play, but for me and my whole family, my extended family. Like it just is amazing for her to be able to represent, you know, our heritage on a national stage and representing Armenians it was the 2023 FIBA European Championship of Small Countries. It was incredible. Very proud.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so cool. So during your trip last summer, you had the opportunity to visit Gyumri. And this is where apparently something prompted you along. And, you jumped in with this incredible task that you put forward. So what took you to Gyumri and what inspired you there to get started?
Yeah. So, when we realized that we were going to Armenia, it's been a bucket list, for me for many years. And I'm 100% Armenian. My parents are 100% Armenian. My grandparents are 100% Armenian. And my great grandmother, escaped the genocide. And nobody in my family has ever visited Armenia. So this became a fairly profound trip, for me,
wow,
our family, my extended family, and, to have my two girls there to hear and see and feel their heritage was very special and powerful. And so, just to back up a little, when I was, tasked with trying to plan this trip halfway around the world, we were so blessed and so grateful to be connected with this all-star superstar, who I know you guys know, Shaka Derderian, who is just an incredible, I call her my Armenian angel. She just knows everything and helped us, really guided us in planning our trip. And it was amazing. And I, when Shaka was asking me, what do you want to do? What do you want to see when you're there? One of the big things that I wanted to be involved with was the Project of Purpose, and specifically around helping vulnerable children in Armenia. Because when I was younger and growing up, I vividly remember my mom and my grams and my aunts were always involved, with our church, the First Armenian Church in Belmont, Massachusetts, really raising funds for Armenian orphans. And now here I am, all these years later, having this opportunity to go to Armenia and be the first in my family and extended family to go to Armenia. And I wanted to really see, a center and see how they're helping vulnerable children and to see how our family can get involved and help these kids. So we were in Gymnary because that is where we were going to see the Debbie Adach Children's Center that is located there. So that's kind of what took us to Gymnary.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, now that you said such nice things about Shake, I'm sure she's not going to return my phone calls anymore. you know, Shake and I, as I think some of our listeners know, have been essentially lifelong friends. And her, you know, everybody contributes to Armenia with their funding, with their talents, with their, you know, whatever efforts they can make to try to make Armenia a better place. And, you know, and Shock does it through this organized effort of taking individuals, families, and groups to Armenia and helping them connect with things that, you know, she sees as meaningful and hopeful. And clearly you did as well. So you and your family did as well. So tell me, you know, when you I guess as a caveat, you know, the Paros Foundation does support Debbie Adach, and we launched it in 2015 as our 100th project to commemorate the Armenian Genocide, the centennial of the Armenian Genocide, you know, trying to do something good out of, you know, something quite horrible. And we're very proud of their work. But, you know, as you walked into Gyumri, as you walked into Debbie Adach, what drew you there? What spoke to your heart? I'd love to hear your impressions.
Absolutely. So, you know, Gyumri was just, it's such a special place, and it really left a mark on us. And I think what also helped make it so special is we had this tour guide who Shaki had set us up with, who was with us the entire 3 weeks that we were in Armenia. And she is, we call her the magnificent Marina. And I know you all know Marina and have worked with her because she does wonderful work with the Paros Foundation. But she is a tour guide extraordinaire. And just what we learned from her and the experience. And so when we were in Gymnary, you know, we were really blown away. We were blown away by the kindness of people, by the poverty that we saw, by the children we met, you know, who needed to be inspired to hope and dream and become anything that they want to be. And, you know, Marina, we had this walking tour through Gymnary, through the beautiful city square, and it was spectacular. And we walked into this barbershop that had been there for over 100 years. And my husband, Michael, was in desperate need of a haircut. And I think Marina was a little nervous that he was actually going to get a haircut. But he did. And it was the best haircut he's had in years. No joke.
Wow.
It was incredible. And then what we learned so much from Marina as we were walking around, and it was shocking that this city that is the second largest city in Armenia, that was devastated by the 1988 earthquake, it's still rebuilding 36 years later. And it's still rebuilding. And there are families that are still living in these metal containers, in these dormics that were supplied by the government, you know, after the earthquake. And parents are struggling to provide basic necessities for their children, you know, to help their kids succeed in school and to give them hope for the future. And it was hard to hear. And, you know, our time in Gymnary ended with making our way to the Debbie Adach Children's Center. And it was really there that we were deeply moved and motivated to get involved. You know, we were just drawn to their mission and the incredible array of resources that they provide to these vulnerable kids. You know, I guess it really touched us like this. We loved their holistic approach, you know, to support kids. And it's, you know, everything from the healthcare to the counseling, to the tutoring, to the nutritious meals, to the supervised hygiene facilities. It was heartbreaking for us to hear that for some of these children, their only hot meal and hot shower is when they're at the center. You know, so we were blown away. We were then blown away by the dedicated staff that loves these children. And, you know, there's, I think it was 11 full-time staff members there taking care of, you know, 180 kids that are coming each week. And, you know, but most of all, what touched us and what moved us so deeply was the kids, like interacting and meeting these children from 6 to 16. And just, you know, their faces of hope. It was really, we realized we are truly blessed, and we have this opportunity to be a blessing for these precious children. I think that's what really motivated us.
Wow. Yeah, that's just amazing. And you've given me chills. The problems at Tebi, the problems that the children face that Tebi Arach attempts to address are run so deep. You know, it's such a cliche to talk about trying to break out of the cycle of poverty, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like that just sounds so stereotypical of, you know, one of many organizations. But truly, that's one of the biggest challenges that these children have is that, you know, their parents grew up in this mess. And, you know, and their grandparents probably are the ones that made the decision to move into, you know, this kind of domik or into a, you know, a half, you know, condemned apartment building, but they have no other resources for. And as I hear what you were saying, it makes me think, okay, number one, we're on the right track. And number two, we just got to keep pushing as hard as we can. You know, we constantly are trying to evaluate and reevaluate and take in our, you know, our child development specialist and, you know, and just move the center and its activities to the next level so that these children have a fighting chance at a normal life. And that's really, you know, I guess all we can try to do, right? Is all hold hands and rally around this.
You said such incredible things about the program, and it really rings true to how much dedication they have to creating well-rounded children that will become the future of Gyumri and Armenia. And it's incredible that, you know, you saw that and you were so inspired that you went home and decided to raise the funds for the operating budget for an entire year. How does one go about achieving something like that?
Yeah. So, you know, well, I would say for starters, visiting in person, just if anyone has the opportunity, honestly, to go to Armenia and to visit a center and to see the work firsthand, it's really powerful. And that was the powerful start for me, you know, and my family. And then when we got back to the States, you know, we made it personal by sharing our journey, you know, with our extended family and with our friends who are Armenian in the US. And we really just did a kind of a call to action to, you know, join us in this mission of helping to make an impact on the lives of these children in need in Armenia. And so that's kind of how it started. And we're over halfway there, and we're going to get there. So I'm really excited about it and happy to do, you know, what we can to make an impact.
What advice would you have for someone who wants to maybe do something like this in their community or with their friends and family? What has worked for you? What have you improved on?
Yeah, I would say my advice is very simple. Just do it. Like, you can do it and make it personal. You know, that's how you touch people, is like with your experience. And if you make it personal, it will resonate with people and they'll want to help. So get involved. It really matters, and you can do it. And, you know, I also say to my family and my friends too, like, yes, I could. We knew as a family we wanted to make a donation. But by getting others to rally around the cause too, we're making a bigger donation and a bigger impact. And that's what's so important. And any act of generosity matters. It makes a difference. So whatever you can give, and you ask others to give, and together we're going to change the world and make it better and make Armenia better for those, you know, that are living there and in need.
Definitely. And you're inspiring others along the way. And who knows what will inspire them to keep going and doing different types of projects or getting involved in their own personal way, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. It's so incredible. I just heard something a couple of days ago. Apparently, you've decided, or you and the family have decided, to go back again this summer.
We are running it back. You know, I thought it would be a few years before we were heading back to Armenia. I knew we would be back, but yes. So this is exciting news. Ava, my daughter, got the call up from Armenia to play up on the Armenia women's national team. And this is the first time in 15 years that they will compete in an open division and we'll play Norway and Albania and Andorra in Kosovo in June in the European Championship of Small Countries. And so we're so excited. And now my older daughter, Calla, who is a sophomore in college, she's going to be joining and is going to be helping the coach. And her job will be director of basketball operations. And she's really excited. So she'll be doing marketing and community engagement. And, you know, really, we think that sports, and specifically this team now, this women's Armenian national team, we think that it can be a vehicle of inspiration and hope, you know, and this team can become a powerful symbol for young Armenian girls around the world. And so we're just excited to be involved with this and really to be running it back to Armenia this summer. We'll be back and can't wait to go see the center again too and see the kids and get involved.
One of the things that really makes me happy, and I take it as a it gives me a little bit of gas to keep moving forward, is when I hear people that say, oh, I went to Armenia because it was one of the things on my bucket list. And then they make another trip and then another trip. It's so cool.
Absolutely.
You've caught the Armenia bug. And I, as someone who has caught it herself, this won't be your last trip either.
Yep, I know I will be back.
Well, that takes us to our last question, which is our signature question, which is, what can people do to get involved?
So, you know, I would say if anyone is inspired from listening to this today and wants to get involved with really helping to impact children in need in Armenia, please get involved by making a donation to the Debi Arach Children's Center. You know, you can do that. You know, I think Sophia could put a link in. Yes. And you could do it there. You could go to thepowersfoundation.org and make a donation there. But it's really anything that you can give, 100% of it is going to go to helping, you know, these kids in Armenia. So please, you know, consider it. And if you're moved to do it, please do. It makes a difference. And I just want to thank, you know, Sophia, you and Pete, for all that you guys do and for what the Powers Foundation does for Armenia, because it matters and you're making a difference and it's so inspiring and it inspired me and our family. So thank you. It matters.
Thank you so much. That was incredible.
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy. And thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you have a great day.